Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm amazed at the ignorance of leftists. And I'm like many of you who ask me all the time, Kevin, do they really believe it? I don't believe they believe their nonsense. I really don't. I think they say one thing publicly as they do something privately. And I think there are many examples of this. I've written about it many times. I wrote about it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Leftists lie. We want more taxes. No, they don't. They want more taxes for you. It's like a fortune cookie where everything that you get in your fortune cookie, you say in bed, like, you will be wonderfully received in bed. Well, with leftists, it's for you. I want more taxes for you. You know, they don't believe it. And as I documented, like Madonna as an example, she won't let her daughter watch her own videos, but her videos are fine for you. John Kerry got out of his the attacks on his yacht, the Esmeralda, and he parked it in another state so he wouldn't have to pay Massachusetts taxes. See, taxes are for you, not for him. Barbara Streisand put a home in her husband's name because she wanted to avoid the estate tax on that home. Because, again, taxes are for you. And I could go down the list. They don't believe any of their nonsense. They talk about gun control, but what do? They get security who have what? Guns? And if they don't have security that has guns, you know what they do? They get guns. Chuck Schumer has a gun license. Yet he will come on to guns are bad. Guns. They're not good for you, but they're good for him. And in this most recent thing, which I'm not going to cover much today. I mean, I will touch on it a little bit, but targeting Trump. And they're calling it a criminal investigation. They get the FBI involved because there may be a national archive issue. Let me ask you, do you think Trump is sharing secrets with the Russians or the Chinese? Maybe he's in bed with the top Chinese spy, or maybe he's taking money from some Russian oligarch, or maybe Donald Trump is hiding all his little rendezvous with hookers that he has on videotape and he doesn't want people to know, or maybe he's taking kickbacks from one of his sons in an illicit business deal that involves Ukraine? Is there any of that kind of evidence that they may be trying to get from this man? They openly target a man who has been investigated ad nauseum and who has been proven to be more pious than the Pope. You can't get more holy than Donald Trump. He's as clean as they come. And how do we know this? Because they have taken a microscope, an electron microscope, up his anus and looked into the bowels of his soul, and they find nothing. And yet, they still want to investigate him. They raid his home. They've raided his attorney's homes. They've tormented everybody around him. Anybody that mentions Trump's name is on target for something. If you mention his name on social media, you hit a hit list. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says, oh, you're on a targeted list because you're an insurgent. They create story after story about him. They have people demonizing what could only be described as one of America's best citizens if you measure on a lot of different levels, and one of them being economic development, people that he has helped. And certainly his presidency has done nothing to stain what America's about. His slogan is Make America Great Again, and the secondary slogan is America First. What more do you want? Oh, I see why they hate him now. I get it. Trump being targeted, even Democrats have to take pause. Look, they may like that Trump is being targeted. There are people dancing on his grave prematurely, by the way. But they also realize, many of them do, not the stupid ones, the super stupid. They're all stupid, but the super stupid ones don't realize it. But the stupid ones are going, wait a minute, I get the bigger picture aspects of this. I understand the ramifications of what's happened here. This isn't about searching Trump. This is telling us, and none of you are above, and I've said this in many of the two or three episodes we've had about this before, because I'm not saying anything new, but I'm telling you, this realization is hitting people that there is no protection. The government's not protecting you. I heard they searched Melania's wardrobe. Really? I mean, I don't know what this search warrant entailed, but if you're searching, it's probably BS, because by the way, there's a lot of BS that we're going to talk about today, because I saw a couple of headlines that I went, what are you talking about? That's just complete misinformation. It's meant to misdirect, and I'll get into one of those here in the next segment. But Melania's wardrobe, seriously, I don't know that I believe this story, because I think people just say put things on there to get you to click. It's clickbait. Because the FBI search warrant couldn't possibly be. What do they expect to find? Fashion sense? Something, by the way, sorely missing from Michelle Obama's wardrobe. Maybe the FBI, Michelle Obama said, look, why y'all over there? Can you look at Melania's wardrobe? Because I need some hints. There's more proof, folks, of leftist idiocy. And we're going to get into it today. Let me give you some examples. I guarantee you, and again, retread, but we'll put some different things on it just to prove it, because I was having this discussion with my number one fan, Andy, and he says, Kevin, I like when you talk about metaphors. And I said, how could I not? It's the same subjects over and over and over. Targeting of Republicans, targeting of conservatives, targeting of Christians, etc. What else could I add? The only flavor you add to it is what is happening at the day. It's all metaphorical. What's the metaphor for the FBI raiding a former president of the United States under the guise that he didn't give information to the National Archive? Okay, well, explain to me what national security alert that we needed to do this. What are the left going to use to justify something so profound? Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, is asking this question. We'll play a clip of him as well. But as I was going to say, leftists don't care about crime. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Hillary Clinton's a criminal. Joe Biden is the big guy. We know this. They could follow the money and make sure we all are aware of this right now, but they don't want to do it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's what we've got to get to the bottom of, is how do we expose these frauds that want you to believe the unbelievable?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mitch McConnell was asked about the raid on President Trump, and here was his response.
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
Leave it to Mitch McConnell to obfuscate his responsibility to say something like, I'm outraged. Why would somebody do it? And it tells you all you need to know, which for the record, is what we're telling people right now about the big cheat in making the movie Beyond the Mules is to show you that this is not a Democrat issue. This is Republicans and Democrats and what a friend of mine calls the Uniparty, who decided to go after Trump. And they still are. But the Uniparty is not going after Trump, folks. They're coming after you. And because we decided that we were going to make Trump one of our talking heads, if you will, they said, we'll get to him. The more you idolize him, the more they're going to go after him. And the good news is we picked a pretty good person to represent us. He may not be for everybody, but the majority of conservatives, the majority of Republicans go, I like this guy because he's a fighter. I don't like Trump's style. I will tell you that right now. I don't like how he surrounds himself with people. I don't like how he that don't help him. I don't like how he ignores people that can't help him. I don't like the way he makes some decisions about personnel. I don't like even the way he presents things sometimes. It is a matter of style. Personal, approach. But you know what? I like the results. And I like that this is a guy that says, I'm going to fight for you. One of my friends called me the other day and we were discussing business. And, you know, her business is struggling a little bit. And I said, hey, if anybody's going to make it successful, it's you. And I said, we're cut from the same cloth. You're a fighter. And she said to me, you know, that's what I always appreciate about you. You are never going to give up. I go, it's not in my nature. Well, that's what gravitates you to people. The people you can depend on. I'm telling you, I'm so blessed. I don't have all the money in the world. And, you know, I don't do everything I want to do. But let me tell you, when it comes to my friends, I have some amazing friends. I got one of my buddies is down in Florida, a couple of them, Trey and Kevin, talking about doing this comedy deal. And I got a note from Kevin. He's like, hey, man, what do you need? I mentioned Andy. Andy was one of our sponsors. For the thing, and a group of guys that I affectionately call my cigar club, they stepped up. I got friends, man. I got friends that say, look, we can't, you know, we may not all can do it. You know, I don't have any, they're not going to give me billions of dollars, but when we get together and we decide we're going to do something, they come together, they coalesce, and it's done in the spirit of brotherhood. You know, we don't look at each other as marks like, oh, I'm going to get something from him or whatever. It's just a good, loving spirit, man. I mean, I can't tell you how great I feel about that. It warms my soul. There's nothing you could give me that can replace that. Nothing. Anyway, going back to this. I'm going to touch on a lot of topics today besides Trump trade. I will prove that leftists are lunatics, too dangerous to be left in control of anything. And I'm not saying this to, you know, like the way the leftists just hate us. They hate us out of, oh, you're a Trump supporter, I hate you. It's not like that. If you're an Obama supporter, I don't hate you. If you're a Biden supporter, I don't hate you. I may question you. I may go, I don't really get it. Particularly if you're black or a woman or anybody that actually wants to get something done. I can't understand it, but I don't hate you. I want to have a discussion. While we're on the subject of liking Biden, I saw a video. I watched Biden shake Chuck Schumer's hand. They're celebrating raising everybody's taxes. He shakes Biden's hand. He goes and shakes down the hands of all the people on the stage. And when he turns around, there's Biden again with his hand out. Biden couldn't even remember that he shook Chuck Schumer's hand literally a second and a half, 2 seconds earlier. Now, I tell you this not to make fun of Biden. That's easy. You don't need Biden to be sick in the brain to make fun of him. I tell you this because this is a guy who is so demented, he cannot remember. If you've seen a video, you know what I'm talking about. This is not me making this up. And you've also seen the videos of Biden shaking hands with thin air. And this smoke and mirrors game that the Democrats think they're playing with us is deadly. It's devastating. This is not a joke here, folks. This is a guy that they put into place who's demented, who did not get 81 million votes. They're doing everything they can to tell you this, including trying to shut up the former president of the United States, all because they don't want you to know the truth. They think they're hiding Biden's dementia from you. Now, I ask you, we got a few months away from the midterms and 2 years before we go into the next presidential election. And this guy is still shaking hands with thin air and can't remember that he just shook somebody's hand. And by the way, he keeps calling himself the vice president. He's stuck. Joe Biden, I call him an anachronism. Not only is he stuck in the 1950s and 60s and how he treats people, black folks, women, children, etc. I just do things because it's the way it used to be. As he walks up behind you and sniffs your hair and grabs you by the shoulders and say, do you feel something? This guy is dangerous because he's not in control. You know, look, you can be I don't know if you guys, you probably saw the movie Dave. And Dave is substituted for the president who has a stroke. And he's playing along for a while. But then he starts wanting to actually get things done, and people are pushing back on him because they're like, you're a puppet. We put you here. And there comes a point where Dave says, no, I'm the president. You put me here. Whether it may have started out like a puppet, but now I got the bully pulpit. That will never happen with Joe Biden. He's a puppet. And worse than that, he's a shell of a puppet. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden, a blunderer. Referring himself as the vice president, but Barack Obama has referred to him as the vice president. He catches himself, but Joe Biden rarely catches himself. He's stuck. And because of it, we are stuck as a nation. And here's what really bugs me, honestly. Some unelected bureaucrats, maybe some elected, are the ones running this country and expecting us to just go along to get along. You will mind your business. You know, we blame Soros a lot for what's going on, but every time I turn around, I look at where what he's doing, and I say to myself, this guy really is running policy. He's putting millions and millions and billions, ultimately billions of dollars, into policies that are impacting our country, all stuff that you would never do it with one iota of common sense. You would not implement one single thing this man stands for. We're going to touch on him. He's donated money to things that have increased crime in this country, but he pretends that it's working. Well, studies show. Studies show nothing. Don't give me what studies are showing as I'm watching the reality. I'm so sick of these so-called experts and these people that we're supposed to defer to just because we're common citizens. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A police standoff is ongoing in southwest Ohio, where a man is wanted for threatening FBI agents at their headquarters in Cincinnati. The man is crouched behind a car off Interstate 71. on Twitter, the FBI saying an armed subject attempted to breach the visitor screening facility that led to an alarm and FBI special agents responding. Mortgage rates are back above 5%. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage is at 5.22%. In June, rates surpassed 5.8%. The producer price index fell to 9.8% over the last year for the month, below analyst predictions. Compared with June, the index fell 0.5%, the first decline in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News. Two former U.S. senior officials say China could invade Taiwan within the next 2 years. While appearing on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says he believes that time is right around the corner.
You could have the strongest military in the world, as the United States still does, but if our adversaries believe that our commander-in-chief is unwilling to use it, then deterrence fails, and they may see this opportunity before the 2024 election.
Beijing's ambassador to Australia said Wednesday that China is refusing to rule out using force to seize control of Taiwan. The Post Office Board of Governors has approved a temporary price hike that will go into effect on October 2nd. It would remain in place through the holidays before ending on January 22nd of next year. The Post Office Regulatory Commission must now consider the proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kind of old news, but I've been meaning to cover it, so... Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is going to join News Nation as a primetime anchor. What a fall from grace. Here's what the Mediaite wrote. Chris Cuomo is poised to take a massive pay cut as he joins News Nation, a fledgling cable TV channel with a tiny audience. I love how they describe that. A fledgling cable TV channel with a tiny audience. Chris Cuomo, who is reportedly banking $6 million a year for his Cuomo primetime show on CNN before he was fired last year, will likely earn just a fraction of that. Insiders speculate the figure could be around $1 million. Now, here I am laughing because the dude's only making $1 million. Look at him, only making $1 million a year. That just goes to show you how crazy things are on my end. Yeah, look at him, the loser. Let me tell you, I'd go on News Nation for $1 million a year. I'd do it. It's owned by this guy. He's a total lefty. He used to do the cop show. What do they call it? Something TV, like cop TV. Anyway, they would go from location to location and film cops on cop cam, you know, or doing their job. And then they canceled it because of, the anti-police sentiment. Anyway, this guy that runs it, I forget his name, but... Dan Abrams. Dan Abrams started, Dan Abrams also started the show Court TV. So, look, bright idea. He's just using video that's already from other things, and he's just making a show about it. That, talk about easy production, because you just have an announcer setting things up, and then you let the court do what it do. So that's where he's cutting his teeth. But I learned, as I followed Dan Abrams, I think he was on CNBC or whatever, MSNBC, but that's where his shows would air. He's a total lefty, total lefty. And, you know, wants to come off as a bit of a centrist, but and when he was doing the cop show, you get the impression that he's a conservative. He's not. Not at all. Total lefty. But anyway, so he started News Nation, and I think he brought over a couple of people, but it gets no audience. I see it on my cable lineup. I never stop there. But... here's Cuomo going there, and here's what one source said. I don't think he has a lot of leverage. Now, here's the thing. Going from $6 million to $1 million, that's a big, fall from grace. But even though it is a fledgling network, giving the dude $1 million, that's not bad. I mean, that's make a living money. Somebody went on to say he's damaged goods. The plugged-in media source speculated that Cuomo wasn't getting any offers from any big networks, and he was, and that the longer he wasn't on TV, the more irrelevant he was becoming. See, I don't feel that way about myself. I feel that way about him. The longer he waited, the worse it is. I think, for example, if I went to News Nation and had a show and reported the reality of what's going on in the world, I think News Nation would actually, you know, get something moving. But it's a lefty TV program. It's not going to do that, sadly. They said News Nation declined to comment on Cuomo's compensation. I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you money that Chris Cuomo is not even getting $1 million a year. He said, Cuomo revealed his comeback bid on Dan Abrams' News Nation show on Tuesday night. The news marked the first time Cuomo had appeared on TV since being canned from CNN last year in his role in advising his older brother, Andrew Cuomo. Let me say this. What Chris Cuomo is going to find out is what Megyn Kelly found out, which is you're not nearly as popular as you think you are. CNN sucks. I mean, it's fake news. But those letters carry meaning. If I were to go to CNN and have a show versus News Nation, 10 times more credibility, more, just being on CNN, even though it sucks and it is fake news. It carries some weight, you know, muscle memory, if you will, of people that remember CNN from the good old days. So, anyway, I'm not going to wish the guy luck. I don't wish him any bad luck. I wish him all that should come to him in this new endeavor, but I know this, I won't watch it. I don't think many of you will either. Here's another thing I wanted to cover that I thought was kind of interesting, because Disney's been taking a lot of heat, and rightfully so, for their stance around, you know, just the sexualization of kids. Disney, it's kind of like asking this question of yourself, and I know this is going to sound prudish, but is there nothing wholesome left that the left doesn't want to attack? I mean, I grew up watching The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and other shows like that. And I realize life is not nearly as simplistic as depicted in these, you know, 1950s melodramas or whatever you want to call them. They're not nearly. And I know that these shows weren't from 1950. But I'm just saying, you know, they depicted life early on. So, again, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna about how life was. As the old saying goes, life sucks and you die. But you can get some redeeming things out of it if you're living it in a way, I believe if you're living it in a way that's godly. And I'm not talking spiritual. I'm talking godly, where you seek something bigger than yourself. I think you figure out that no matter what your life deals you, it's okay. Because if you didn't, wouldn't we all be asking ourselves, won't I have the Ferrari and the big house and the trophy wife or the trophy husband or whatever? I mean, you know, if you get caught up in these trappings of life, then you miss the meaning. And I've done other shows on it, so I'm not going to belabor the point. But Disney, for me, represents wholesomeness. It represents this childlike look at the world that everybody should be able to experience. And in fact, even adults should be able to look at a Disney program and hearken back to these childhood memories where you were innocent, before you were paying taxes or knew that there was FICA, you know, that was going to come out of your check. And you just thought that if I go to work and I make a dollar, I keep a dollar, you know, because your parents gave it to you. When the tooth fairy gave you money under your pillow, Uncle Sugar didn't get his cut, did he? When your parents gave you an allowance, nobody came along and said, well, you got to make sure you pay your taxes and don't forget to file your 1040s and your 1048s. And, you know, you just took your money and you ran. And you're like, hey, look at that. I ain't going to spend my money on this stuff. You know, because you were an idiot. It was fun. Ignorance is bliss. But not anymore. With Disney, the Democrats want to pervert everything that we're about, including the idea of the innocence of childhood. And you look at these guys, they're perverts. They're perverts. For a Democrat, you could have, I mean, I'm going to get, you know, earmuffs if you can't handle this, but they don't care if your child's 6 years old. That's a sexual being. It's your responsibility to bring that little flower into the bloom. You know, the way that a normal person, I don't know how you guys feel. I just have to believe this is the case. You know, when you're 20 years old, as a 20-year-old dude, you will look at a 16-year-old girl and go, wow, she's hot. Woo, man. You get to be 25, you look at an 18-year-old girl, she's hot. You start to lose a little interest in 16, certainly 14-year-old girls, right? You get to be 30, then suddenly it's the 20 to 25 range. Your mind and everything starts to click. It ages appropriately. This is, I'm just giving you normal brain. I'm telling you, leftist brains don't age. They get stuck somewhere because of something. I don't know what. Trauma. Maybe they go to college. Something happens to them that is really offensive, and suddenly they can no longer compute. So 60-year-old men see, you know, 18-year-old girls as fair game. And you're going, look, I understand they're very lovely, etc. But mentally, okay, I understand you could fixate on them physically. But then your brain should kick in and go, yeah, but mentally, yikes. But they don't. Leftists, I want what I want. I don't care if I'm jacked up. I don't care if I'm stupid. I don't care if I learn this at university. In case you guys don't get the hint that I think college is a bunch of indoctrination and for stupid people. But the point is, there is no innocence for them. So there's nothing to hearken back to. They've lost their innocence because somebody in the family molested them. So they're upset, and you shouldn't have any innocence. Now, Disney follows. Disney would not allow any political ads to run on their platform because they were, they said, we want to stay pure. But then they decided, nope, we're going to let political issue ads run on Hulu. After they declined the Democrats the ability to run abortion ads and anti-gun ads, and the Democrats are upset with Disney because they say, we're going to let you run position ads. Now, I don't know where this thing's going to go. I don't really care. I think Disney should stick to their guns and say, we're only going to have wholesome stuff. Their decision. But I just want to let you know that it's changing. And this thing that sort of showcased innocence or reflected on our innocence is slowly going away. And when we lose that, I think we lose part of our soul as a nation. Your thoughts?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let's bring in pro basketball player and human rights activist Enes Kanter Freedom. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. All the Russia watchers, Enes, are saying this is, you know, this is one person, one athlete who has gotten sucked up and caught up into this whirlwind of geopolitics. Russia is coming down hard on her as a way to punish, thumb their nose at the United States. You know very well what it's like to be that one person, that one athlete that gets caught up in this war between two global superpowers. How do you feel about all this?
I mean, first of all, you know, she pleaded guilty, and the sentence is harsh. And of course, like everyone else, I want her to return back home because I know how Russian jails can get tough. And I know one thing that she misses, the national anthem, every word of that national anthem in that Russian jails. But, you know, I've been following her case very closely. And the one thing that I will say, we cannot be sending a merchant of death, a person who is responsible for thousands of lives by selling illegal weapons in Africa, in Asia, and we cannot trade that horrible human being for her. It's just not a fair trade. And
just so everyone at home knows, you're talking about the prisoner swap that's on the table.
Of course.
Greiner, yes. And Paul Whelan in exchange for one of Russia's most notorious arms dealers. That's what the State Department has put out for Russia right now. John Kirby told me a minute ago. They haven't really taken it up yet.
I mean, it's just not a fair trade that the person is on the right is responsible for, like I said again, thousands of deaths. It's just not a fair trade. I mean, we can exchange her for someone, you know, important, but we don't give back someone who could actually harm U.S. in the long run, like a terrorist or a weapons smuggler, you know? So it's just not a fair trade.
That, folks, is a guy's name is Ennis Cantor Freedom. He's a basketball player in the NBA. He was born in Switzerland, but he's Turkish in his ethnicity. And he's commenting on Brittany Griner, who, by the way, as I've said many times, would be free had she been under the Donald Trump and president at the time when she got taken in Russia. And we wouldn't be trading for her. And we're going to get more into detail about this. Anyway, my name is Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I love talking about these types of subjects. This is truly the geopolitical nature of politics and pop culture, all in one. Because we're talking about a basketball-playing chick who had cannabis, which in our country is no big deal, right? And what's funny about it is, we've made it no big deal. There used to be a time when Brittany Griner would have been put in, you know, thrown into hard prison in America. The way leftists did many blacks who smoked dope back in the 50s and the 60s. But now it's a no big deal. So this snowflake, who's now, and by the way, I don't mean any disrespect when I say this. I'm saying she grew up in the snowflake generation of Americans. And now Brittany Griner is faced with coming to grips with, oh, wait, this isn't America? No, it's a geopolitical world. And choices matter. As Obama would say, elections have consequences. Now, I don't need to belabor the point that she'd probably be walking away free if Trump were president. There's examples of it with China. Trump didn't negotiate with China. He said, send those black dudes home, even though they were shoplifting. We'll take care of it. So, anyway, this guy's commenting. He's saying, now they want to swap for her. They want to swap for somebody who made a personal mistake. Look, this happens all the time in America, where some American goes overseas, does the wrong thing, and ends up in a prison in another country. And why are we making a distinction about this one? Why? Because she's notable. She plays a sport nobody watches. But we have to placate to that because pop culture says, well, women's sports are just as good as men's sports. And oh, by the way, basketball players have they should get special dispensation away from any of the trappings of regular people because what? She can put a basketball in a hoop? Why? Because she's a lesbian woman? You understand where I'm going with this? She's an American citizen who did something wrong, who's going to prison in Russia. Now, I'm not exonerating Russia from making a big deal about it, because Russia sees our politics and they go, oh, wait a minute. We got this WNBA player who's bringing dope. It isn't that big of a deal, but we can make a national incident out of it because that's what they would be doing in America. So we can use this person in order to get what we want. And what do they want? As Ennis Cantor Freedom said, they want the merchant of death released for this basketball player. You ever watch this show called Locked Up Abroad? Most of these people, you wouldn't even know. They're telling these crazy stories because these guys are, yeah, I was a drug mule taking, you know, cannabis into this or taking heroin into this country, and I got caught, and then they end up doing some miraculous mistake or, I mean, escape or whatever. But the point I'm making is it happens all the time, probably, I'm going to guess and say once a week, but it's probably more than that, where somebody from this country gets locked up in another country for doing something stupid. And you know what happens? Nothing. You know who's left with the fallout? The family. Not the nation. Not the taxpayers. You know how much energy is being spent on Brittany Griner because she took cannabis into Russia? Forget the geopolitical aspects of her being, you know, used as a pawn to potentially free the merchant of death. Forget that. Just the fact that this woman made the personal decision to go over, break the laws of this country, because, you know, she's used to things being the way they are here, in this freedom-loving America that, by the way, she does not want to honor by saying the national anthem, and now she wants her country to come to bat for her. And we've got the Biden administration looking into this, spending time now looking to negotiate to release the merchant of death for her. And oh, by the way, the happiest white boy on the planet is Paul Whelan, because nobody would even know his name had Brittany Griner not gotten caught. So now they're going, well, it's a 2-for-1. We can get our white boy back too while we get this lesbian black NBA player, and that'll be all good to release the merchant of death. So that's what we're talking about here, folks. Anyway, in his freedom, he doesn't know what to say. He obviously doesn't speak English great. He speaks his English better than I speak French, or wherever he lived in Switzerland, because it's either Italian, French, or German. But I'm sure he speaks, his English is much better than any of those other languages, and particularly French. But he still, you can sense his outrage. He's like, look, I feel sorry for her. You know, I understand. She wants to be home. She wants to be home with her family. And he made the comment about the national anthem, saying, I bet she wants to have the national anthem played in her cell right now. But I'll make you another bet. Not only does she honor the idea of what America stands for, but I'll bet you this. I bet you she, more than anybody, wishes Donald Trump were her president. For those of you who don't remember, Donald Trump freed 3 UCLA basketball players who were accused of shoplifting in China. 10 years is what they would have served. And when he met with Xi Jinping, Trump, the president of China, for those of you who don't know who that is, during an Asia trip that he took, he said, hey, look, while I'm here, I want these boys back. Freshman athletes LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jaden Hill were the people who were involved. 3 young black UCLA basketball playing thugs. And look, I know what we want to look at these guys. Well, they play for UCLA. What a great school. These were kids that still had no common sense, and they're stealing in China. They got their lives on a string, the world on a string, and they go to China and they steal. And so they came back, and you know what they did? They thanked President Trump, because had it not been for him showing power and Xi Jinping knowing, you know, I can't play around with this, those boys would still be over there. They better thank their lucky stars. They are not Brittany Griner being a prisoner under a demented clown as president. And I don't know how they feel about the national anthem, but they better be singing it every doggone time. They better be putting their hand over their heart and thanking Donald Trump. And all these people that want to call him a racist, I remind you of this story. Who's the real racist? How long did it take Joe Biden to even do anything about Brittany Griner? And for the record, I'm not blaming him for that necessarily, because Brittany Griner got herself in trouble. But if you're going to compare situations, and which is what the left would do, who's the real racist?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.